Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. Our number, as always, on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, we want to hear from you on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We will get your calls in our second segment and talk to Dr. David Bernstein at the bottom of the hour. Dr. Bernstein has been on the program multiple times. We're going to talk about his book, I've Got Some Good News and Some Bad News, Your Old Tales of a Geriatrician. We're going to talk about this declining longevity in the United States. We're now down to 76 years, men to 73 years. Death rates are increasing among among young people, age 25 to 64. We got a serious health problem in this country. We'll talk to Dr. David Bernstein about that and about healthy aging. Bottom of the hour, your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to my website, brightsideben.com. You'll find all the longevity products up, as well as the Join the Team link that you can use if you want to start a home-based business. If you're an entrepreneur, you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, you want to be part of the nutritional supplement field, if you just want to get your longevity products at the wholesale price, if nutritional supplementation has helped you in your life and you want to pay it forward, hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com or go to my blog, pharmacistben.com, or our news stories and blog posts and video page at criticalhealthnews.com. You'll find all the longevity products up on all the sites, as well as the Join the Team link that you can use. Or you can call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, if you want to speak to a real person. 866-735-2470, or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Our number, 844-236-6010, Dr. David Bernstein, coming up at the bottom of the hour, and I want to continue talking about this really fascinating subject of histamine and histamine intolerance, its relationship to all chronic degenerative diseases, including, as we talked about yesterday, long COVID, and for that matter, chronic Lyme disease. Speaking of long COVID, I was just reading, this is in the What Doctors Don't Tell You magazine. It's not really a journal. It's kind of a magazine with a bunch of the latest health and news stories. This latest issue has a couple stories on the COVID vaccine. COVID vaccine interrupts the menstrual cycle. The COVID-19 vaccine disrupts the normal menstrual cycle in around 25% of vaccinated women. That's from the journal Fertility and Sterility.
This one is from the Swiss Federal Office of Public Health, highlighted in this magazine, What Doctors Don't Tell You. Switzerland stops offering COVID-19 jabs. Switzerland has stopped its COVID-19 vaccination program. People who still want to be vaccinated without a doctor's recommendation will have to now pay for the shot. So around the world, people are getting the idea that this is this crazy mRNA thing is causing problems. We know now it causes problems with menstrual cycles. Perhaps it's also related to the dramatic increase in death rates among kids, young people aged between 25 and 64. For the life of me, I can't figure out why medical professionals can be so thick-headed as to think it's a good idea to inject human beings with mRNA, with a genetic substance that forces your body to make an antigen like the spike protein. It's craziness to me. Anyway, the persistent symptoms in long COVID or chronic Lyme or post-vaccination or post-infection symptoms, these are all indicative of, guess what? Dysbiosis, messed up gut bacteria, the first point on the triangle of disease, leaky gut, intestinal permeability syndrome, and histamine intolerance. These symptoms are all related to inflammation and the chemicals that we call cytokines. You've heard of that probably from the cytokine storm that everybody was talking about back in the COVID days. Cytokines are inflammatory molecules. Cyto means cell, kind means movement. Cytokines are chemicals that recruit inflammatory cells. They're associated with all immune problems. And cytokines, of course, are associated with inflammation, and they're associated with long COVID symptoms, chronic Lyme symptoms, pretty much all chronic degenerative diseases. You know, you hear the word inflammation bandied about all the time. Inflammation is a defensive response. It's a protective response. The body's protecting itself from something. All our health challenges involve protection. They all involve defense. They all involve attack. We have defense, you have offense. So all our health challenges involve defense, and they involve offense, offending agents. And most of the time, you're going to find offending agents entering into the bloodstream through the intestine. And this is where histamine comes from. Histamine is produced by bacterial cells. When you have dysbiosis, you have excess histamine. When you have excess histamine, you have inflammation at the level of the gut. We talked about this at length. It's so, so important to understand because it's the lifestyle connection. Understanding this and leveraging it and taking advantage of it frees us from the medical model. It frees us from the tyranny of drugs. It frees us from the tyranny of my doctor told me, my doctor ordered me. And this is not just my hypothesis either, by the way. This is from a March 2022 article published in the Journal of Nurse Practitioners. Two patients dealing with what they call PASC, post-acute sequelae of COVID. That's a fancy way of saying long COVID. I love that. PASC, post-acute sequelae of COVID. That's a fancy way of saying long COVID. Had a significant improvement of their symptoms by using antibiotics. So what does that tell you? It's killing gut bacteria. When you kill off these excess bacteria, you improve your symptoms of long COVID. Quote, we describe two cases of PASC in response to administration of over-the-counter antihistamines and antibiotics with significant improvement in symptoms and ability to perform activities of daily living. That's antihistamines and antibiotics. Future studies are warranted to understand the potential of histamine in the pathogenesis of PASC, long COVID. Let me say that again. Future studies are warranted to understand the potential role of histamine in the pathogenesis and the cause, that is, of PASC, long COVID. And it's not only long COVID that's related to histamine. It might be the whole progression of chronic degenerative diseases, all of it, including COVID, by the way. From the journal Health Science Reports, COVID-19 Histamine Theory. Yes, COVID-19 Histamine Theory. That's the title of this article. Why antihistamines should be incorporated as a basic component in COVID-19 management. They tell you that the entire spectrum, this is from the article, a journal article, a medical journal article, the entire spectrum of COVID symptoms has a histamine component. You see, I'm telling you, folks, this is something nobody's talking about, except you read it's in the research journals, but the mainstream medical model still doesn't recognize this. Quote, COVID-19 histamine theory explains clinical presentations of the disease as a result of histamine-activated pathways. And there's lots more. Yesterday we talked about a really cool vitamin-like substance. Actually, it's a vitamin officially. I call it a vitamin-like substance. It's an essential nutrient that can help you with histamine, that can help you if you're dealing with histamine intolerance. We'll talk about that here when we come back from our break. Dr. David Bernstein coming off the bottom of the hour. Your call's next, 844-236-6010. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You are listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. Dr. David Bernstein coming up at the bottom of the hour. We talk about healthy aging and the power of five. That's his first book, The Power of Five. His last book, his most recent book, we've had him on talking about this before. I've got some good news and some bad news. You're old, and I can definitely relate to that. Tales of a Geriatrician, What to Expect in Your 60s, 70s, and 80s. Dr. David Bernstein, coming up at the bottom of the hour, your calls, this segment. If we have calls, 844-236-6010. So, continuing on with this whole histamine idea, this histamine connection to pretty much everything. And when you think histamine, think SIBO. Think dysbiosis. Think first point on the triangle of disease. Now, I've been talking about this for decades. I haven't really talked about histamine and the importance of histamine and bacterial secretions, but we've talked about dysbiosis forever as the first point, the first thing to focus on. Pretty much, if you want to focus on just one thing, that's what you want to focus on is intestinal health. You want to throw something else in, focus on your blood sugar. And that's pretty much it. That simplifies everything. You know, in pharmacy school, we're taught to simplify things. This is why pharmacists are the most trusted profession. Pharmacy is the study of pharmacy is the most trusted profession. Every year, the pharmacist is the most trusted professional because we're taught to simplify complex information about medicine and about chemistry and about health and biology. And that's why most people go to the pharmacist when they have a health challenge or a health problem. Well, when it comes to simplification of health and disease, it doesn't get any simpler than the triangle of disease, except perhaps the base of the triangle, which is the two points at the bottom of the triangle of disease, which is the digestive system and the blood sugar system. And they're related because when you have dysbiosis, when the intestine is messed up, when you have intestinal health problems, you're going to have blood sugar problems because you're not going to be able to process energy the same way. And when you have blood sugar problems, you're going to have intestinal problems because bacteria in the intestine thrive on sugar. So when your blood sugar is not controlled, the bacteria are going to proliferate and it goes back and forth. So forget the triangle. If you don't want to deal with the thyroid and the adrenal glands, just deal with the digestive system and the blood sugar system. In terms of the digestive system, think histamine. This is so important because there's lots of things we can do to control histamine. Aside from the standard strategies for dealing with SIBO, which include acidification of the stomach because stomach acid kills bacteria, making sure you're secreting bile or using bile supplements because and liver and gallbladder supplements for that matter, things like lecithin and bile salts and the amino acid taurine and the amino acid glycine, things that help you build bile. Bile also has a antibacterial effect to help kill off excess bacteria in the case of SIBO. Making sure you're regular, that you're not constipated, that you're moving food out of the intestine, out of the small intestine and the large intestine with facility. Using fiber. Got to be a little bit careful with fiber because fiber will feed bacteria. So you got to be a little bit more careful with the fiber. One of the all-time great supplements for helping improve bowel function, for helping improve regularity, is vitamin B1, thiamine. And nobody's talking about this. Vitamin B1 deficiency is called beriberi. Beriberi is Swahili for I can't, because thiamine is involved in neurological health. So when you don't have enough thiamine, you don't feel like doing anything. When you don't have enough thiamine, you're going to feel fatigued. You're going to feel lethargic. You may be depressed. You may have neural problems like peripheral neuropathies when you don't have thiamine. Oh, and by the way, thiamine helps you deal with sugar. So if you're eating a lot of sugar or if you're diabetic, you're likely to be deficient in thiamine. Thiamine can also cause emotional problems. Attention deficit disorder, for example, in children can be caused by thiamine deficiencies. And given that our kids are going off to school after eating Pop-Tarts and Cap'n Crunch, whatever sugary foods they're eating, or even just plain old toast, which breaks down to sugar, it makes sense that they would be thiamine deficient, and thiamine deficiency can cause emotional problems and mental health problems and attention deficit disorder and such. Maybe they don't need Ritalin. Maybe they need thiamine. Well, guess what else? Thiamine is also important for neurological health in the terms of the intestine. The intestine depends on neurology for movement, for propelling food. There's a complex of nerves that run through the intestine called the migrating motor complex. Thiamine is important for the health of the migrating motor complex, and under deficiencies of thiamine, you can suffer from something called GI beriberi. I bet you never heard of GI beriberi unless you've been listening to this program, because we've talked about it. GI beriberi is I can't, in the GI tract, the gastrointestinal tract, specifically the intestine. So thiamine is one of the all-time great supplements for folks who are dealing with constipation or who have SIBO, secondary to constipation issues. Then there is plain old antibacterial strategies like neem oil and peppermint oil and oil of oregano, thyme or oil of thyme essential oil. These are all wonderful strategies for supporting bowel health, for supporting reducing or eliminating symptoms that are secondary to SIBO, secondary to histamine. And then there are great supplements for helping you deal with histamine. See, one of the big problems with histamine intolerance is not only the excess secretion of histamine from the bacteria, but it's also poor breakdown of histamine. Histamine is broken down by a couple of enzymes, really just one enzyme called HIMT, I believe it is. What is it called? Histamine, HNMT, histamine N-methyltransferase, technically, HNMT. HNMT is a very fascinating enzyme. HNMT, the M stands for methyl, is a methyl enzyme. It's a methylation enzyme. We're going to spend a lot of time talking about this whole methylation issue. A little bit confusing, but it's very important to understand, and we're going to try to simplify it so you can take advantage of the power of methylation, because methylation issues are behind a lot of health problems, but especially behind histamine intolerance. Because if you're not methylating correctly, if you don't have enough of these methyl groups, you're not going to be able to break down histamine. So in addition to histamine intolerance being caused by excess histamine, and this, by the way, is not just digestive. We're not only talking about digestive issues. We're talking also about people get hay fever, and people have pollen allergies, or people have mold allergies. If you're not breaking down histamine, that's going to make your histamine, the excess secretion of histamine from the intestine, even worse. And breakdown in histamine depends on methylation. And methylation is supported by a wonderful, wonderful nutrient that nobody, unless they're supplementing, gets enough of. And that's a vitamin-like substance that just became known as an essential nutrient about 25 years ago called choline. C-H-O-L-I-N-E. Choline is amazing. Very underappreciated. And it's found in foods that our numbskull medical model tells us not to eat. Organ meats, eggs, dairy, fish. Or they don't tell you not to eat fish, but fish is very high in choline. But the kind of foods that have lots of fat in them, choline is associated with fat. Choline is associated with fatty foods, good fatty foods, especially eggs, by the way. And choline plays a major, major role in the methylation process. If you're deficient in choline, you very likely are going to have problems with methylation, and this could lead to problems breaking down histamine. We're going to talk a lot about choline in the next couple days. Choline also, by the way, is a building block for one of the body's most important molecules, the neurotransmitter acetylcholine. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You are listening to The Bright Side, Dr. David Bernstein. Coming up next, we'll be back right after this.
CardioFX from Longevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the Ultimate Cardio FX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the Cardio FX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got four major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C, before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order Cardio FX from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
USA News Update. Former President Carter has released a statement following the passing of his wife, Rosalynn Carter. In the statement, Carter said that Rosalynn was his equal partner in everything he ever accomplished. He added that as long as she was in his world, he always knew somebody loved and supported him. The wife of the nation's 39th president, Rosalynn Carter, died at the age of 96. Congressman Jamie Raskin says an Israeli-Hamas ceasefire needs to include the release of hostages and the removal of Hamas. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union,
the hostages must be released. That is a humanitarian crisis in itself. There is a humanitarian crisis within Gaza.
He also referred to Hamas as a terrorist medieval death cult. Donald Trump rallied supporters in West Central Iowa Saturday as part of his efforts to mobilize those supporters and volunteers ahead of the state's upcoming caucuses. Dave Collins, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We are back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air weekend evening, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, Saturday and Sunday evenings, plus 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find 10-plus years, maybe 11 years, archived information on brightsideben.com. You'll also find a search box you can use if you miss a program or want to review a subject or share one with a friend or loved one. All the Longevity products are up at brightsideben.com. You can order right off the page. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team right off the page as well. Or you can go to my blog, pharmacistben.com, and order products. Sign up to join the Brightside Ben team. Or you can go to our news stories, blog posts, and video page at criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call
866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 to sign up and join the Bright Side Ben team or to order your favorite longevity products. 866-735-2470, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Also want to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself and my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, for prevention of post-surgical scarring or post-traumatic scarring, for severe acne, or just plain old dry, aging skin. All our Truth Skin Health products are made without preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, just the good stuff, folks. Fat-soluble vitamin C and lots of it, retinol, hyaluronic acid, fullerenes, squalane, and, of course, plant-derived ionic minerals. All our Truth Skin Health products can be had at Truth Treatments, with an S, truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com, Black Friday specials coming up. In fact, I think we have some specials as we speak, truthtreatments.com. That's Truth Treatments, with an S, truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I'm super stoked to talk to our guest today. Dr. David Bernstein has been on the program before. I love talking to him. He's super positive about the aging process. His book, I've Got Some Good News and Some Bad News, You're Old, Tales of a Geriatrician. I love that title. What to Expect in Your 60s, 70s, and 80s, and Beyond. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Dr. David Bernstein. Hey, Doc.
Hey, Ben. How's it going? Thanks for inviting me back.
Yes, wonderful to talk to you, and happy holidays and all that kind of stuff. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm sure you're going to have a great holiday. I want to talk about the book. Before we get into that, life expectancy is dropping. What the heck is going on? And then mortality is increasing among 25 to 64-year-olds. Why is this happening? In, you know, in the first part of your book, you talk about life expectancy increasing, and it is in parts of the world, in most of the world, but not here in the United States. What's going on?
Well, you know, it's really interesting to me. I've always been interested in it since medical school when I got this little booklet from the Cancer Society and started trying to understand why mortality rates were so high between about 15 and 35, particularly for men. And part of that is men take more risks, motorcycles, other risky behavior. And that's always explained the difference between men and women in mortality rates, and that women live longer. The gap has widened. I just read this in the Journal of the American Medical Association this week. Gap's widened.
Yeah, I noticed that.
I think there's more risky behavior. There's the effects that COVID had on society. There is the opioid crisis. And when you lose a life of someone at 30, and it averages out with someone who's 80 and they're male, they're going to lower mortality. They're going to lower life expectancy. Mm. So it's kind of mathematical. And there are other things too. I believe loneliness is a health hazard. I know it's a health hazard. And people are not relating to one another now the way they did 20 and 30 years ago. Smartphones, working mobily or remotely, has an impact on some of our health parameters as well. So it's complicated. It doesn't mean we can't fix it. And what it also means, and it's something that's, I think, near and dear to your heart and mind, is as subscribers to a health system, we need to do the heavy lifting because the health system is not going to do enough for us.
As individuals. You mean as individuals.
As individuals.
Yeah.
As individuals.
Yeah.
You know,
that's right.
And it's kind of, you know, what you promote and what you do is here's some ideas about things that you can do to promote and enhance your own life and life expectancy, because just going to a doctor now and nowadays and having them check you to make sure you had your colonoscopy and your mammogram and not have time to deal with some of the other nutritional things that we need to talk about, we need to learn about, we need to take that into our own hands. And I talk about that all the time, and I talk about the fact that people need to do it with intention. Like, it's not going to come knocking at your door. Do the research, learn what you need to do. In this time of my life, I've done as much of that as I possibly can. And I know I'll drop some words that you and I have talked about before, but understand that your mitochondria is a big part of what your life expectancy and your energy levels are going to be about, and figure out ways of taking care of it.
I was going to say, I hear a lot of mitochondria lately, and I'm, you know, energy medicine is really important, but can you really it seems like a lot of mitochondrial medicine or mitochondrial healing involves just lifestyle stuff. like eating less sugar, breathing correctly, less stress in your life? Are there things that you need to do for mitochondrial health that are independent of just the virtues, just the regular things that we have to do to be healthy?
Well, what I would say is I think so, and there might be, but they're not at our disposal. They're either really expensive or science hasn't proven all of those things well enough. So I'm agreeing with you. It's what you call virtues. My other book, The Power of Five, which I talk about a lot, about five things people can do, but they're what you just called virtues. Eating right,
yeah.
Exercising, getting enough sleep, getting enough reducing your stress, and the fifth item I put on my list is sex, but it's about socialization and connections, and it's offsetting any potential loneliness that people have, and working at that. So making friends with people, going for coffee, finding friends in your workforce, or developing hobbies where you can meet other people, and making those connections, because they're not easy to do anymore.
All right, so I want to talk, you know, I love this whole idea that you talk about in the book. I got some good news and bad news. You're old. And that's just that title cracks me up every time I say it. But I love how you talk about grace, because there's nothing about medicine there when you talk about this acronym, GRACE. And I want to talk about each one of these. It's all stuff that we can do without doctors, without medical intervention.
Exactly, and of the two books that I wrote, my Power of Five book's all about what I did in terms of research, but my GRACE, I've got some good news and some bad news, you're old. That was all what I learned. It did have a little bit to do with reading, but what I asked my patients and what I asked groups when I go out and speak and say, what are the attributes that made you live this long? And I had a particular subgroup of retired Salvation Army officers that just epitomized it. But to go through it is GRACE. G stands for goals, and people who have goals or a purpose in life, people who retire and then go on and have a second act and a third act, those are the people that live longest. Not only do they live the longest, but they protect their brain because they're constantly learning new things and interacting with people. And that's what makes us live long.
Hang on, Doc, we got to take a break, but I really want to address that because, you know, Jimmy Carter, or Rosalind Carter just died. Jimmy Carter's 99 years old, and I always thought he exemplified just what you're talking about. And interestingly, he conquered brain cancer, which I think is very interesting. So we'll talk about that when we come back from break and also cover RACE. Dr. David Bernstein is with us. His book, I Got Some Good News and Bad News, You're Old. More with David Bernstein right after this.
The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Goals for the G for Grace. And I was struck by this whole thing with Jimmy Carter, and I always thought he was exemplified healthy aging. And he did it because he had goals. He was in Habitat for Humanity. He had this idea of helping people. Talk a little bit about this idea of this whole thing with Jimmy Carter and how it relates to the G for Grace, the goals part of Grace.
You know, you're so insightful about talking about that, because he is a perfect example of that. And you know, number one, he was a man of unique intelligence and became a leader in the country, but it was able to step down after that and did something for like the next 40 or 50 years. And he did it in various arenas, international and national. He did Habitat for Humanity, which included not only giving forth your energy and efforts, but giving back to the community. So he did it in so many different ways. And he did it with his, you know, physical ability too. He went out with a hammer and he was with people. So, he did exemplify that. And it's great that you reminded me. I guess my next blog is going to be about Jimmy Carter.
Oh, that's awesome.
And his wife and Rosalind.
Yeah.
Because you're right.
Yeah, you were talking about brain health, and I always thought that was so amazing that he conquered brain cancer. A melanoma, no less, right? In the brain. I mean, in his 90s.
You and I have been around for a long time, and when I came out of my training, you had melanoma. You were a dead person.
Right.
It was the worst to have. And science has come up with immunotherapies that miraculously cure this guy. It's really amazing. And, you know, activity, being active,
right,
keeping your brain active, being physically active, that helps recover from cancer. So one can't overlook that.
All right, so R. We got grace, got goals. What's the R?
R stands for roots or DNA. And I put it in there because I think it has a lot to offer. Because if you know you have good DNA, great. Take care of it. Protect it. Don't go on ladders. Don't do high risky activity because you're going to live a long time if DNA has something to do with it. because it really affects us 10 to 20% of our life expectancy. So there's a lot of wiggle room. But if you have bad DNA, it gives you an idea that, hey, diabetes, heart disease, these things run in the family. I'm going to be super protective of myself. I'm going to watch my diet. I'm going to make these changes. I'm going to follow up with my doctor and get cardiac exams periodically. Or if there's colon cancer in the family, I'm going to be super attentive about getting colon screening, because your genes will tell you what to do.
Do you think people should worry about heredity kinds of things? My dad had diabetes, my mom had cancer, that kind of thing.
I think it should be somewhere in your thought process about the things that you can do to avoid that. You know, I there was an interesting thing I read about people who are overweight and obese, and they blame it on genes. Well, really, some of it is I learned how to eat from my mother and my father, and they eat this lousy food, and then I eat this lousy food, and now I'm overweight, and it's all because of my genes. It's because you were brought up on pumpkin pie and tasty
right.
cakes and cheesecake and processed foods, and that's what you learned to eat. You never stopped. But genes does have something to do with it, and it's address them when at all possible.
Okay, so we got goals, we got roots. What's the A?
A is for attitude, and I particularly stress gratitude, because gratitude has been shown to be have an impact on our biochemistry and our neurochemistry. So I wrote a chapter in that book you were talking about, I've Got Some Good News and Some Bad News, You're Old, and I started to write this chapter about all the things that I did that saved a person's life, and watch how they would, you know, thank me, and I'd be so proud. And what I saw in their face was they got more out of thanking me than I got out of hearing it. And I did my research, and it's true. People express their gratitude, get this shoot of adrenaline and neurochemicals that make them happy and more content, and probably affects their longevity. Now, the other thing that I sometimes talk about with regard to the A is also being adventurous and just not sitting at home on the couch, but going out and doing things, meeting new people, getting your juices flowing, your adrenaline flowing, because you're doing something a little outside your comfort zone. And when people study longevity, they talk about it's not good to have chronic stress, but acute stressful situations a cold plunge, like a hot sauna, like skydiving, all those things, as long as you land with skydiving, all of those things have favorable impacts on your longevity. So, you know, it is important to try new things and be a bit adventurous.
Yeah, the body also likes it. If the body likes jolts of stress, quick stress, not chronic stress.
You're so right, and science is there to back it up. I think there's one other part of that, and it's about just being happy and being content in life. It is really also an attitude that you can strive for. One doesn't have to be exuberant. One doesn't have to do drugs to be happy, because that's not about happy. That's about getting high and having a jolt of dopamine. But it's really about serotonin and being content. And those are things that come from having the right attitude.
Yeah, contentment is what people are looking for, I think, more than, it seems to me like contentment should be the goal more than just happiness, just being satisfied with what you have. Do you agree with that?
100%. And when I gave a talk this week, one of the songs that I said was part of the soundtrack of my life was from Sheryl Crow, who says, it's not having what you want, it's wanting what you've got. It's being happy with what you have.
Yeah.
And that's really important, because if you're always looking at the next door neighbors and want what they have, it basically means you're not content. And we need to learn how to strive for contentment. It's much healthier.
So goals, roots, attitude, C.
Companionship. It's really important, and it's a recurring theme for me and most everything I write, but having someone that's part of your life. Sometimes that's someone who says, you know, you got a bad cough, go to the doctor. Or I don't like that look, that redness on your arm, go take care of it. Or let me help you with that. Or let me put some cream on. Or it might be, let's travel together. Let's do things together. Let's be intimate together, because it adds spice to life.
Mm.
And it also has been shown that people who have companionship, married couples, have longer life expectancies. So there's really something to it. And I stress to people, you need to work on your relationship. It doesn't just happen. You need to be good to companion. You need to learn about how to do that. And it's another important thing. And when I looked at my patients who had the greatest lives and the happiness, was people who had companionship. And it doesn't necessarily have to be an intimate companion, but it may be people you hang out with. And I've mentioned it before, my retired Salvation Army officers went to church on Sunday nights and went to dinner. Occasionally, if I was out to dinner, I was in the same place as them. I'd see a table of 10 of them, and they were all great friends. They all came to my office as friends and would support one another, and I'd hear from them about how they looked after one another. So it's important to have that, and it takes intention to develop it.
Doc, we have about 30 seconds. I want to hear the E.
E is environment. E is like where you live, how you get out in the sunshine, how you take in your food, how you exercise, the virtues that you talked about. Do you get enough rest? Do you get meditation? Do you figure out ways to reduce your stress? And do you figure out ways of avoiding loneliness? So those are the important things. And, you know, grace and my power of five, avoid sweats, avoid sweets, avoid stress, get more sleep, sweat, and sex. You know, those 10 things are what I get up to every day and make sure I incorporate into my life.
You know, we're out of time, but next time you come on, I want to talk about something that I know you're a believer in just from reading your books, but we haven't really talked about spirituality at all. And I want to cover that a little bit because I think that plays a role, and I know you believe
sure,
the same way.
To.
Yeah. Dr. Bernstein, thank you so much for being on the Bright Side. Do you mind hanging on? I want to say goodbye to you off the air.
Sure, I will.
Thank you so much, Dr. Bernstein.
Okay,
David
man.
Bernstein,
thank you.
Dr. David Bernstein, his book, I've Got Some Good News and Some Bad News, Your Old Tales of a Geriatrician, and also The Power Five. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. That's all the time we have for today. We'll be back at you next Saturday, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Till then, have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular week on Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries, and based on some studies, for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.